Yeah, Jordan, it's almost over. The 2023 running of the Donegal International Rally is almost at an end. The leading cars are on special stage 20, which is the last stage of the day. And we're expecting Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan to come into our vision down the road very, very soon. We're parked here just on the outskirts of Port Salon, coming off Fannet Head. The main official course cars are off. A number of the 00 cars are also off the stage. So this year's winner isn't too far away. Callum, of course, with a big lead of around 50 seconds heading into the stage. He was absolutely brilliant this morning, where he laid down the marker, taking two fantastic fastest times over High Glen and then Atlantic Drive. And his advantage at the front was made even greater come Fannet Head first time round, because Josh Moffat, who really had to push hard to try and keep on the tail of Callum Devine, he unfortunately slipped off the road and out of this event. So the defending champions Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes crashing out earlier on today in the first time round Fannet Head, and that really gave a big chunk of an advantage to Callum Devine. It was just a matter of the young Derry man taking this Polo R5 home and taking what will be a first Donegal International win. Just looking at some of the other competitors, of course, who have been competing here today. Yeah, we'll just take it down here. Sorry, I'm just speaking to one of the officials, because we're going to go live with speaking to the drivers as they come down, and we're here as they come off the stage. Matt Edwards, who I was going to talk about. Matt Edwards, of course, and David Moynihan. They had difficulties on Friday, but they really put the hammer down yesterday afternoon, and they got the choice with the tyres 100% correct and were fastest on all of the stages yesterday afternoon. But the gap this morning was just too big for Matt Edwards, and he probably needed the help of maybe cars ahead of him exiting the rally. Didn't that of Callum Devine, but it looks like Matt Edwards is on his way now to a second place finish here on the Donegal International Rally. That's just the second time, of course, that he has done this event. Last year ended in disappointment when he crashed out on the Atlantic Drive stage, but he's got through both Atlantic Drives today in very, very slippy conditions, because there was thunder and lightning and heavy rain there in the second run around the drive. And we understand that there's wet conditions on here in Fannet as well, but good to see Matt Edwards coming to an end. Fingers crossed he still has this one to come, but he's on course for a Donegal finish. Sam Moffat, the two-time winner of the Donegal International with Keith Moriarty on board, just couldn't get to grips with a Hyundai i20 the second time round High Glen, because it was full of water for the first half, right up to the village. And then once again, make your way to the Pulse of the Voodoo venue tonight, sponsors of our coverage here this weekend. We thank the Crossan family for, of course, jumping on board as they do every year. And it's a great partnership between Highland and the Crossan family in the two venues of Voodoo and the Pulse, as we bring you coverage of this fascinating battle that is the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. I can hear the Polo R5, a ticket of Callum Devine, just up the road around the corner where the cards are being taken. And the young dairyman, who has Noel O'Sullivan on board, just have to come down to us. And they are champions of Donegal for a very, very first time. And I can tell you that Callum Devine's one will be very much welcome here in Donegal, that is for sure. He's a popular character in Donegal. And the Donegal support will be glad that the dairyman has set to take this title. Of course, the son of Seamus Devine, a man that rallied here in Donegal for years. He'd be a very, very proud father of a son who was spent his youthful days in Donegal when he was a child, running around the hills of Donegal on the third weekend in June. But now he finds himself behind the wheel. He's won two tarmac championship rounds this year. He's about to make it a hat trick. He's going to go into the lead as well in the tarmac championship. But this is huge for this young man. And we still hear the car up around the corner. He's taking his time, obviously. There'll be fantastic scenes in the car with himself and Noel O'Sullivan, who have put in a sterling effort here. And it was a fascinating job by young Callum Devine. And you have to give him credit. We all asked the question, what would he do this morning? His lead was cut to just shy of 5 seconds, and the big question was asked, who was going to step up on the Sunday? Who was going to be the man in High Glen? And he laid it down to Moffat as he took 7 seconds out of him in that opening stage, and he was quicker than Matt Edwards as well. And it was a tremendous start to the day for Callum Devine, and he's carried that through the rest of the third and final day. I see Eamon McGee, the clerk of the course, just walking down beside me as well. And Eamon's done a fantastic job job once again with the Donegal International Rally. 20 stages of the International Rally, all run to perfection. Yes, there was a few time delays, but that's expected with the massive crowds that were out. Glen Village was jammed today. The top of the mountain was jammed. We've seen it in Knockalla yesterday as well. But congratulations to Eamon and to all his... how good this rally is, and that of course is Matt Edwards. I know we're slightly dropping out the signal, but you can probably hear the noise behind me because we've got the team of Callum Devine here behind us, and Callum is pulling up now on his Volkswagen Polo R5, and for a first time he's emotional in the car. For the first time in his young career, Callum Devine is stepping out of the car, and he's the winner of the Donegal International Rally. Callum, we're live on Highland Radio. You've done it. You've got to the top of the tree. This is what it's all about, winning Donegal.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Listen, it's a dream come true. If you look at your families here, all your teams here, and you put in a fantastic effort, particularly earlier today.
Yeah, we pushed hard this morning. Hey, we knew because we were worried about the rain came. You know, we didn't want it to really fit up for us with tires or stuff. We just says, we had a push this morning, and we... yeah, it was a tricky last week.
This is emotional for you.
Yeah, it is. It's after last everything, so... Yeah, it's a dream run.
All right, listen, we'll let it sleep in and we'll talk to you later on. That's Callum Devine there, the winner of the Donegal International Rally. He's emotional, he's upset here. It means the world to young Callum to take victory in this rally. And I'll make my way around a couple of the cars. Sam Moffat's just walking past me. Sam, congratulations, you got to the end of another. I think it's third, is it? Yeah?
Yeah, third. Happy with it after the conditions today. Now, I wasn't fit for much more there, so it was good to get to the end there. It was very, very tough.
Yeah, and listen, it was a huge battle with all these guys throughout the weekend. It was fascinating, so it was.
Yeah, no, happy out now. Very, very happy. Good to be on the pace and racing the boys again, and Donegal always brings something, and it did again today.
Okay, listen, we'll talk more at the ramp. Well done. That's Sam Moffat, of course. Josh Moffat, unfortunately, wasn't able to finish the rally. We've got Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan on top of the car. They're hugging their team, so they are. I'm going to go to Matt Edwards. The three-time British champion has completed his first Donegal. What's the feeling like now at the end of 20 stages, Matt?
Ready to go home, I think. No, it's been a great event. Obviously, fairly down in the dumps after Friday, you know, after all the effort to get here. But all in all, it's been a great weekend for us. And, you know, we've got everything we want out of it, apart from the top spot, really. But I think it's great justification for both of us, and from last year that one of us won it, and 1-2 after the last day last year is quite a fitting result. We'll just have to try and change that next year.
Yeah. So you're going to come back then?
We'll keep trying. We'll keep trying.
David Moynan, your navigator's here as well. Listen, David, what's it like to finish Donegal with us, man?
Oh, here's a lot of demons put to bed. You know, we went to Midlands. And we thought we'd done it there, but this weekend's been tough. You know, we overcome the issues of Friday, and we were 7th, I think, in a minute and 15 after leading. I can finish 2nd overall here. It's as good as a victory. It really is. And truly, I am delighted for Callum and Noel. You know, they did the work done last year. They deserved it last year, and it just went away from on the first day Sunday. Yeah. So now I'm delighted for the lads, and we'll have to come back and do the game, won't we?
Yeah, that's going
to
say. Be back next year.
We'll have to try and end.
Okay, good stuff getting to the end. There you go, David Moynan and Matt Edwards. And I just worked my way through the crowd here. I'm going to take a quick word with the winning navigator, Noel O'Sullivan. Noel, what's it like to be a winner of Donegal?
I've watched this rally for so long, watched previous winners, and I'd never think I'd actually do it myself. I think we were in a race there with the weather, and at last stage trying to get it done before the rain came in, but just a thanks to the team, thanks to Donegal Motor Club. It's been a great weekend, fantastic weekend.
Yeah, fantastic scenes here with the team. You're obviously fully confident in your driver. He's a fantastic young man and a huge talent.
Oh, he's great. Callum's a fantastic guy. I think that's 3 in their own the Tamworth Championship with a circuit, Killarney, Donegal. So, yeah, after a slow start this year, it's actually turning into a good one. So, yeah, looking on to the next one now. Yeah,
listen, he's emotional. It means a lot to him over there. We're watching him over with his team.
Yeah, this is kind of like a local rally to Callum. So, I'm delighted for him, delighted for his dad and all the family and everything. It's great.
Well done, Noel. You're a Donegal winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
There you go. That's Noel O'Sullivan, the winning navigator alongside Callum. Gary Jennings, it's always good to talk to you, and it's always good in particular to talk to you at an end of Donegal. You were fighting with different scenarios through the weekend, but you got here to the finish.
Yeah. We were right up there at the start. We enjoyed it. And, for some reason, the car stopped there on the outside the second pub, but we didn't go in. We kept going. So, we lost a few minutes. But, got another finish, Donegal, and must say congratulations to Callum and Noel, and I must say to the whole Devine family, because they were very good to me whenever I started. Not only was Seamus a sponsor of mine, but a good friend. So yeah, it's good to see these fellas finally do it.
Yeah, and you know what it's like to win Donegal, and you know that there's a lot of talented drivers, and I'm not making you out to be one of the older statesmen, but you've been around the block a wee bit older and you're trying to hang on to the tails of these young men, but young Callum has a big future ahead of him.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, these young fellas come on leaps and bounds, and it was great to be up fighting with them on Friday and Saturday. But yeah, we knew we'd maybe fall back a bit today, and we've had our problems, but we've got there, and it's another Donegal completed. And congratulations to the Motor Club and all the marshals and everybody that made a great event. And it means so much to see a good fella like Callum win the event. So yeah, I say it'll be a party tonight.
Okay, well done. Good man, Gary. Thanks for talking to us. I'm just going to take a quick walk up the road because I have to speak to Kevin Gallagher before we finish up, because we're going to have to race back to the finish ramp in Letterkenny, and hopefully Kevin and Jordan back in the studio, that the signal is going to keep up for me as I make the way up the hill. I can see Kevin Gallagher in the distance. You are now the two-wheel winner again. You've defended that title that you and Ryan won last year. What's the feeling like now?
It's good. Like, with another good day today, like, we pushed on, and look, we're very happy over the moon to get it again.
Yeah. But listen, you dominated this category. What do you want to buy in the end? About 2 minutes, is that right?
I think we've over 2 minutes there. So now we're happy. Kind of in a wee bit of a battle there with Gareth McKeel today, just, but I don't even know how it ended up. But we're just ahead of him going in there.
Is it just as last year?
It is definitely. Like, we kind of put a game plan together, and sort of we knew what we were doing from the start of the rally, so we're happy how it all panned out.
And obviously, you had a big day yesterday on your front garden. It's right beside the house, and listen, you enjoyed your time around Gary Gorton O'Gala.
No, the stages yesterday were nice. Now we're going down home, so it's good again.
Not too many people have done three in a row. You back a while ago, Kevin, no pressure, like.
No, I think maybe Gary McPhillips done it twice in a row, so we'll see maybe. I'll have another go.
Okay, well done. Congratulations, and pass it on to Ryan too. There you go. That's Kevin Gallagher, the winner of the two-wheel drive category, with a brilliant performance, winning by over 2 minutes. Also getting to the finish as well, Robert Barabel, finishing in fourth overall. Miriam Evans also getting to fifth overall, actually. Miriam Evans finishing the rally. What we'll do is get Chris Ashmore on the air shortly, because Chris will do a full wrap-up of what he knows all about winning in Donegal. He got to the finish of another one. Rory, money's that now?
Well, I guess he's a 38 or 39, Oshin, but it's not really about that. It's about Callum winning today. Brilliant drive, fantastic drive, and great to see a young driver like that who's come up from the juniors right up through the Donegal Rally to finally win it. It's great for him and his family.
Yeah, and listen, a super run event as well, Rory. Everything passed off without any issues in Donegal. Again, showing up as the best rally in the country and probably in Europe.
I have to agree with that, Oshin. You couldn't say a bad word. Hey, the clerk of the course, Ian McGee, put a huge amount of work in this event. And these events don't just happen. There's a huge amount of effort into it. So fair play to Eamon and all the team and all the marshals. Thank you for everybody looked after us all weekend.
Okay, congratulations. Very good man getting the finish. There you go. Right, we'll hand back to the finish wrap. We're off to the finish ramp a later, Kenny.
Keep pace with the leaders on the final day of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny. Rally closing party tonight with the Whistling Donkeys, Maeve Walsh and One for the Road.
Thanks, Jordan. Yes, let me bring you right up to date. You heard from Oshin a short while ago from Fannet Head Live as he spoke to those coming across the line. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, that is the headline. They have won the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally, and in the end, a deserved victory for Derryman Callum Devine. He was fastest over four of the last six stages. That were the six stages today. And Matt Edwards, what a performance he put in to get second place. He was quickest over High Glen and Atlantic Drive. But in the end, 55.5 seconds separated the top two. So Devine, who went so close last year, remember he led going into Sunday's action last year, went out after hitting a bail. Well, this afternoon, they are celebrating in the Devine and O'Sullivan camp. The Volkswagen Polo GTI R5, they have won this year's Donegal International Rally. As I say, 55.5 seconds ahead of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in a similar Polo. And in third, we have Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in a Hyundai i20 R5. The gap, 39.1 seconds. Moffat realised during the day with the treacherous conditions in some of the stages that he wasn't just going to push any harder than he really had to. Wanted to get around, wanted to complete the rally, and quite satisfied in the end to get third. His brother Josh, of course, the defending champion, along with Noel Hayes. Well, they went off on Fannett Head the first time round today. That was special stage 17. Fortunately, both okay, getting out of the car, but having led the rally during the weekend, disappointment for them. Marion Evans, like Matt Edwards, a Welsh visitor, along with Jonathan Jackson in another of the polos, three polos in the top four. Well, they were fourth overall, a further 37.5 seconds back from third place, 2 minutes and 12 seconds behind the eventual leader. And Robert Barrable and Gordon Noble, a good rally for them in a Citroën C3. They finished a fifth overall, consistent throughout, and some very good stages on each of the days. Likewise, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Dardy in the Ford Fiesta R5, sixth overall for them. They'll be well pleased with that. That means class winners in class 24 as well. Jonathan Greer and Niall Burns from Sligo up into seventh overall. A good rally for them. And Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, well, they were in the top three at one stage. They had their difficulties today, ending up eighth, but another rally completed for Keshman, Gary Jennings, and Rory Kennedy from Letterkenny in the Ford Fiesta. Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson, they had a decent performance as well, and Henry certainly pushing hard. Some good times today. They will be well pleased, ninth overall, and the top 10 completed by Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90. And of course, Gallagher and Moore defending the two-wheel drive title. They've done it again, so a big day for them. And Damien Torres and Donal McElhaney in a Ford Escort, they finished second in Class 2. The results are still coming through. We'll have a further update with some of the other class results later on, but that's the situation here as the crowds gather and make their way to the finishing ramp at the Mount Errigal Hotel. It's been a wonderful day for Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Volkswagen Polo GTI R5. They are the new Donegal International Rally Champions.